and flying off to faraway limbo as babies' souls should, had simply entered hers. Eunice Moran claimed Carmel talked to him under the peppercorn trees at lunchtime, but no one besides Eunice had ever overheard her. Stephen was mentioned nightly in the Burke family rosary. That, at least, was accepted as fact. Both Marianne McKenna and Patricia Moody had testified to kneeling in the Burke's front room, their heads bowed to Mrs. Burke's crocheted cushions, as Carmel offered up her decade of Hail Marys to my twin brother Stephen, who intercedes for me from heaven. Seeing Carmel, mousy-haired and knock-kneed, wandering alone in the schoolyard, Mary hoped that intercession was yet to come. Stephen's absence, palpable as it was, served to highlight Dominique and Mary's good fortune. They'd endured with only a broken bone between them to show for it, and they could both enjoy the special attention generated not only by their survival, but also their intrinsic doubleness. Had they been identical, they would have been more celebrated than they were. But as Mary noted, then we'd have had to be either both boys or both girls, and one of us wouldn't have existed. It was a possibility too abstract to contemplate, as they were each so much themselves. Chalk and cheese, their mother would say, as different as night and day.